It is time for us to check the forecast. You know, I can always tell how much rain we've gotten. Don't even have to look at a rain gauge when I pull behind the radio station and our parking lot. It floods in one particular area. If we get about an inch of rain, there's about a quarter of the back part of the parking lot that is flooded. If we get about 2 inches of rain, the whole back half is flooded. This morning, the whole back half was flooded with Pat's measurements, but that would show we definitely got between an inch and a half and 2 inches of rain to me last night. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. That's probably it. 1 to 2 inches of rain, basically all across New England. Right now, the heaviest rain is over Cape Cod, and they're getting pounded right now with heavy thunderstorms and winds to 50 miles an hour. That's not coming our way. Any showers will taper off. We'll have sunshine appearing by late morning, 65 to 70. A clear, chilly night tonight, 35 to 40. You'll have sunny skies Saturday, 70. Partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. No showers until Monday. We'll have periods of light rain on Monday, 60 to 65 degrees.
All right. Well, you know, is it a little more humid this morning as well?
Well, that should be coming down too. Right. As the front continues to move east of us, all of that will come down.
All right, because I noticed that. I noticed that this morning coming out. But, yeah, a lot of rain, and and the grass is going to look great going into the winter.
Yeah, well, you know that it always has to even itself out.
Yeah.
And we said we didn't know if that was going to happen in the fall or wait for the winter. Well, it seems to be happening in the fall, so that's a good thing.
All right, so that's where we're standing. And yep. Like I said, we have a busy weekend with things going on all weekend long, and it looks like everything's going to go off with beautiful fall weather.
Oh yeah, I mean you can't argue when the temperatures are close to 70 degrees in the middle part of October. I mean that's really nice.
Oh, I hope it holds that way till my birthday on the 23rd.
I'm sure. I mean it's going to get cold next week, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, very chilly days, but then it's going to mild up again. So I'm thinking this is the way October will go.
I just remember back, 10 years ago, that 40-inch snowstorm we had on Halloween, right before Halloween in October. And that state lost power for 5 days, 3 days. We lost power in most areas in the northwest corner for about 10 days. That storm will never get out of my mind.
No, and who in their right mind would ever be able to forecast such?
Yeah, no, it was that will never get out of my mind. That's what forced me to go out and purchase a generator.
Yeah, I know.
But
and that's it. I think I will not be here Monday. I'm off Monday. But as of right now, I have not been summoned to head to the lake, but that doesn't mean that won't happen.
Why do you think you'll be summoned?
Well, you know, he's got to deal with this other guy who's going to put in a retaining wall. So I think there may be questions there. Plus, now we have questions on the roof. Originally, we told them metal. Now we told them to go back to all shingle. So there may be questions there. I just have this feeling that we may be called. And, you know, if we are, I'm not going Monday. That's for sure, because it's going to rain. So if we have to go up there, we'll either go tomorrow or Sunday.
Why are you canceling out on the metal roof? Because it makes too much noise if it rains?
No, I just don't think it's going to look good that most of the roof is shingled and then just the extension part would be metal. You know, now that I see how they connected the extension to the main roof, I just think it'll stick out like a sore thumb.
All right. Yeah. Your roof should match. Unless it was a porch out in front of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it was porch out in front, then you can have a different roof on the porch.
Yeah,
But not on an actual part of the body of the house.
That's my thinking.
Yeah. Because that ends up looking like a cob job.
Right. Right, so I wanted to catch him before he went out and bought it and started putting that up. I mean, I'm hoping they're working today. I have no idea. I'm always basically in the dark. And if I didn't have friends up there fishing and stuff like that, taking pictures, I wouldn't even know what's done.
Why don't you get some cameras and put them on up there for the season?
Yeah, that's probably the next step.
You know, you can watch
and then be able to look at it through the phone.
And when they're working, if they've got a question, they can call you up. Then you can look at it and talk to them, while they're working on something.
Right. Well, I mean, they can do the same thing with their cell phone, Marshall. Yeah. They can either take a picture of it, send it to me, and go from there, or they can FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's technology today.
Technology is a good thing, most of the time.
Most of the time. Right?
Most of the time, not all of the time. Not all of the time.
Yep. And that's it. Didn't watch any movies, so you can't ask me about any movies. Didn't watch any movies. Didn't get to watch The Patient. Had to bring Shirley in for her annual physical yesterday, so that took a while. That interrupted the day. And, you know, and it just backs everything up. But thank goodness everything is good there. Teeth were good. Weight is holding at 14 and a half pounds. She said, you know, they took the blood work for the heartworm so they, you know, they could check that out. But that's it. She got her shots. She's got to go back for one more in 3 weeks because they don't want to give whatever it is, the lepto shot with the Lyme shot and blah, 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 blah. So in 3 weeks, I'll bring her back for just the shot.
All right. See where that guy that competed and finished second in that, what was it, America's Got a Song? And Will Spence, he came in second. He's made a career out of it. 23 years old, he uploaded a song to his account. For people to download, went for a drive in the car, killed in a car crash.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Willie Spence. He competed.
27 years old.
Yeah. Right. Competed in the 2021. Just to make you know, talk about a sad story. And in Connecticut, three officers were shot dead in Bristol.
I heard in Bristol.
In Bristol.
The third one didn't survive?
I don't know, but I know two. I know at least two died.
Two died, and one was injured.
Yeah,
taken to the hospital.
I look at this, and you just talk about tragic. I mean,
tragic, and one of them has two children and one on the way.
Yeah, it's
what a shame. They were ambushed.
Yeah. Unbelievable. In Bristol, Connecticut.
Let me tell you.
In Bristol, Connecticut, where I first learned, I wanted to go into radio, and in my high school years, I took voice therapy classes at WBIS. I took for 2 years in Bristol, Connecticut. When it comes home like that, where two officers are shot, and it's in your state, it's not far, it's just sad. There's just no respect for human life.
Or did they catch the suspects, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't. It's so depressing. I don't like to follow the news.
I know.
It's so depressing. Because then you find out that they've got the family. Then you've got the. It's just depressing.
Well, there were five people shot. I don't know if they were killed in Raleigh, North Carolina overnight. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
So. I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said about these guns. I know there's a lot of people who say, you know, if they get into the wrong hands. But how do you track that? How do they get into the wrong hands? I don't know.
You can't. There's so many people that have guns in this country. You can't really track it. You can't really track it. You just have to try to prevent it and outsmart these people that do have the guns. And who's it up to? It's up to police. It's up to police. And they've got to go out there. I've seen some video of a woman officer asked a guy he had a knife standing on a corner. She asked him to put down the knife and walk forward. He started running at her and was going to stab her. She had to shoot him. I mean, she had to shoot him. But we're not going to shoot the messenger because the weekend forecast is good.
It is, and, you know, it's going to turn sunny today. It'll be sunny Saturday, partly sunny Sunday, and then some periods of light rain on Monday.
And then a cool down.
A cool down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right. Well, I hope you don't have to go up there this weekend, but if
so
you
do,
I hope everything works out.
Thank you, Marshall, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday to greet the cool air.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.